What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome to Super Bowl Sunday. It is the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. We're here on bettingpros.com like we are every single morning, including Super Bowl Sunday. And we're being brought to you by BetMGM. All right. This is a big day. And if you're following me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, you're going to see all the links in case you don't know the times and when things are happening today for us with Betting Pros. But Dan Harris and I on our YouTube channel, if you're watching this on YouTube, we do now have this available via video every morning. If you want to watch the Daily Juice, you can do that now on the Betting Pros YouTube channel. But you're going to see tweets and a lot of reminders 4:30 Eastern time for the live stream. Thanks to WinBet. We're going on the Betting Pros Twitter account. We're going on the Fantasy Pros YouTube and the Fantasy Pros Twitter account. It's just going to be like sent everywhere. So we got a lot going on. I've got really cool things to give away, including that awesome helmet signed by a former NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP. So we got that for you guys to be given away thanks to Pristine Auction coming up. All thanks to WinBet. We got some prop bets that are exclusive to WinBet that we're going to give you guys and talk about coming up before the big game in case you are in a state that WinBet is there. So we got that coming up all tomorrow on, or this morning rather, on the podcast today, or this afternoon, I should say, 4:30. It's now 9 o'clock Pacific time when I'm taping this. So it gets a little convoluted and crazy. But all right, so a 1-3 night last night, not good. We got the Islanders right with their win. They came from behind against the Penguins, win that game outright. That was nice to get that for a half a unit. But I added the Overeem win. He got destroyed by Volkov in the main event. So we were 1-2, 0-2 in basketball, and Alabama and Drake. Little scary with them. Their numbers are starting to get really inflated, and it's time to start to take a look at both those teams, especially on the road, as to how we're going to be playing with Drake and Alabama now that everyone's involved with them. We may just slide in and talk more about Toledo. We may try to talk about some other teams that are really good against the number and leave Drake. Well, I'm not going to leave Drake alone today. I'll tell you more about that here in a second. But look, I've got a lot going in the Super Bowl. I'm going to recap everything we got going on here for today, but I'm going to get a little kooky, crazy, wild, a little bit different. I'm not going to have a lot in play today, okay? I've got quarter unit plays on four games today, but I'm doing an NBA teaser. I'm doing a college basketball money line parlay and a couple other and two NHL bets to get into coming up today. So look, here's where we are in the Super Bowl. All right. Just to recap the bets, I'm not going to add anything today. We've got eight bets. All of them are a quarter unit, except for one is a half a unit. But we're just going to have a good time. If everything falls apart, then OK, fine. It could be, you know, a really bad day, but not so bad. I mean, I'm only going to have three or four units in totality in play here. So at worst, I'm down four units, which I've had worse days than that. So that's kind of my approach here. I want to have a good time. I want to watch the game. I want to have some fun. And that's my advice to everyone. Do not go crazy. Okay, we believe in flat wagering here at the Daily Juice. We preach flat wagering. We preach bankroll management. Do yourself a favor, okay? It might be the Super Bowl, but unless you're a professional gambler, this is nothing new. This is just a really cool game with a lot of prop bets available, right? It's a championship game, so it's always fun to have a little bit more in action than normal, but don't go nuts, okay? Don't lose 10 units on this game. Don't take all your winnings. If you're up, like one guy in the Discord chat was like, I'm up 10 units, I want to put it on the Chiefs today. No, like absolutely not. You want to put one unit down on KC? Fine. I have no problem with doing that. I have gotten a ton of people who are telling me to buy up to four. Like, hey, Matt, you bet 3.5. Now go back and buy the half a point and bet to four. I may do that personally. Yeah, I may do that. And then another guy said, buy up to 4.5. You know, while you're at it, you know, buy up to 4.5. Maybe I'll do that depending on the price, depending on what I get. I mean, yeah, potentially. But I got 3.5 and it went to 3. So I got to wait for it to go back to 3.5. No one's at 3.5 right now at the time of taping. So at some point, maybe it goes back up before kick. But right now it's 3. So at 3.5, I'm not going to buy a full point of 4. I could cross 4 because the potential of like a 24-20 victory for Kansas City, pretty good, right? Chiefs win, Chiefs cover, right? And that would screw me. So maybe to hedge on that and protect on that, I'll do that. But I'm not going to do it officially because that's really kind of wonky. It's very specific to the book and the price. And I'm just going to tell you, for a quarter unit, we're on the Bucks plus 3.5. We're on the under 56 and a half for the under. We're going under 10.5 points in the first quarter. We are under 1.5 yards for the shortest touchdown. That's my favorite prop, and that's the only bet with a half a unit on it. Okay, that's my favorite bet on the entire Super Bowl. Under 1.5 yards for the shortest touchdown. Ronald Jones going over 34.5 yards rushing. That's now 38, so it's already juiced up a little bit, but I still think up to 40 is probably a decent number for Ronald Jones. We're taking white tackles for the Tampa Bay Bucks, over 9.5 tackles for him. Leonard Fournette over 3.5 receptions for him, and Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception. Those are the 8 bets officially that are in play for the Super Bowl coming up here today. Now, I have thought about this, and I've thought about this, and I've thought about this. We did teasers all year. All year. The Peralt 2-team teaser, same game teasers, right? I don't hate teasing Tampa up, and I don't hate teasing the total up and taking the under. Not in the least. If your book lets you do it, I'm probably going to do it just for myself, but I haven't gotten there yet because, well, I've been bad. If you look at my record, I didn't do well down the stretch with teasers. I think I ended the year on 2-team teasers, like 2-4. And then my same game teasers, I think I went 1-3. So I'm just not really there yet. And that's my one thing. It screams it, right? Everyone saying tease it up, take the total up and take the under, right? Because if you go, it's 56, say it's 55.5, back to 56, goes to 62. Well, then what happens if there's a crazy shootout? All right. Well, then maybe you get burned, but I don't know. Can you see more than 62 points being scored in this game? I mean, I guess so, if it gets really kind of wonky and crazy. Or maybe you go the other way. Maybe you tease it down and take the 55.5 and tease it down to 49.5 and take the over. That's one way I might be doing it. I was thinking about doing that as well. So I couldn't come up with a real definitive answer for the pod, at least for the official picks, as to what to do with the same game teaser. So I'm going to leave it alone. And I'm going to say, nope, I'm just going to leave it alone for the same game teaser. We're not going to touch it here for the Super Bowl. We're just going to ride this out. Personally, I'll have other bets in place, but officially, I like these. These are my favorite 8 plays. We're going to leave them alone. Just going to watch the game and have fun. Let's not get too crazy and try to get, you know, cute, if you will, for the Super Bowl. All right. So with that, let me tell you about our friends at BetMGM. As you guys know, BetMGM right now with a heck of an offer going on for the Super Bowl. It ends today. This is an offer that's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, and West Virginia. It's a $600 free first bet from BetMGM. It includes a $50 parlay insurance bet as well. Pretty cool. It is a $600 up to $600 for your first bet. In addition, all users will receive a $50 parlay insurance bet from BetMGM. If you're in Pennsylvania, however, you don't get the parlay insurance, but you do get the risk-free first bet up to $600 in Pennsylvania with the promo code, and this is important, JUICE100. Promo code JUICE100, all right? Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be physically located in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Virginia, and West Virginia. You must be 21 years or older as well. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, and 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's start talking a little bit about a play that I can't make yet, but I'm going to tell you about it now. I'm going to make it. It'll count once we get the numbers. Drake doesn't have a money line total anywhere. I'm shopping around here in Vegas. No one's got it. It's 9 o'clock on Saturday night. No one's got it. They're all busy with the Super Bowl, and I get it. But for a quarter unit, just to have something going here in the morning. And by the way, we got Will. Zalatoris is available, is alive. He's in sixth place right now, by the way. He comes in the top 10. That's plus 400. If he wins the event, that's plus 3,500. Okay. Quarter unit at plus 3,500. Yeah, we're all in. Probably not going to happen. But the top 10 is possible. He was red hot yesterday. Let's hope he duplicates Saturday. Zalatoris is right there. Okay. He's right where we want him to be. And that could cash for us. So I'm going to be watching that. Okay. So I'm cooking food all day. I'm smoking wings. I'm smoking ribs. I got my wife and daughter are going over to a friend's house because they're having kind of like a little gathering. So my daughter is going to go play with their son. And so my wife's taking him over to go do that. So I'm solo. All right. I'm cooking. I'm watching sports all day. Like, this is man heaven for me. So I got a six pack of beer upstairs. I guess my type of beer. I have a gluten allergy, so I can't have beer, but it's hard cider. So it's my beer, but I got whiskey ready. I mean, I'll be curious to see what I sound like on the pod tomorrow night. I may be a little bit sauced, but who cares? Right. It's Super Bowl day. So let's go. So Will's alive. So we're watching golf. Okay. There's one. Drake, Iowa, Moneyline Parlay. I don't know what a quarter unit. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the numbers are. It's probably like, who knows? It might not even be plus money. We might actually pay juice on that. I don't know. But Drake's going to be a monster favorite against Valpo, who, you know, they barely won yesterday. We were on Drake. We were wrong about taking lane 12 and a half. The last time we did this, Drake annihilated. They didn't cover in the first game, but they annihilated Illinois State in the second game. Maybe they do that here, but I'm just going to take them to win the game, Drake to win. And then Iowa's number is going up. It was 2.5 at the time of tape. It's 3 at some books now. I've seen maybe as high as 3.5 for Iowa. I'm just taking the Hawkeyes money line. Okay. Drake, Iowa, money line parlay, half a unit. One first play. Second play. I told you this is stupid. We're just having fun today. Okay. We got to the terrace going there in golf. We're going to watch that and sweat that out like crazy. That's where a lot of my attention will be, obviously. But how about the Utah Jazz? What they've been doing. Utah is 4-point favorites on the road, and road favorites are scary. Okay. They're 4-point favorites at Indiana. Excuse me. Utah is a covering machine. They've been ruining people. Really hot team. I got a 4-point teaser in basketball. This is a stupid bet. I don't care. I'm taking Utah down to a pick. Okay. Utah just to win. Utah to win against Indiana in their game that tips off at 1 o'clock Eastern. And on the other side of the teaser, we're taking the Miami Heat on the road at the New York Knicks and take the Miami Heat from 5.5 down to 1.5. All right. Jazz pick Heat minus 1.5, essentially just win the game, right? Unless they win by one, but Heat win the game. Jazz win the game, both on the road. They win the game. They can both win by 3 and we're good. And we cover, and it's plus 125 for a quarter unit. All right. Again, it's early. It's before kickoff. These games will end pretty much like right as the games are starting to kick off in the NFL, or the game's starting to kick off. So that's basketball for tomorrow. Jazz Heat, 4-point teaser, Drake, Iowa, Moneyline Parlay. Two quarter units in hockey going. The Capitals and the Flyers. All right. The number is 6. Shop for it. It was 6.5 at certain books. I got it at 6. Capitals Flyers were going over 6 goals. If you look at the way the Capitals have played recently, they are scoring a lot of goals and not stopping a lot of people. All right. They gave up 4 goals to the Rangers, 5 goals to the Bruins. They scored 4 goals against the Bruins the game before. They scored 6 goals against the Islanders, 3 goals against the Islanders in the game before. They're scoring goals. Philadelphia, kind of hit and miss. They lost 2-1 and 4-3 to Boston. So they scored 1-3, beat the Islanders 4-3. They scored 3 goals in the previous game against the Islanders. So, you know, pretty much of their last 5, they've scored at least 3 goals in 4 of them. So I need 3 goals out of Philly and 4 goals out of Washington. And I need a 4 or vice versa. I need a 4-3 win here to go over 6 goals. The number might be 6.5. I think it's okay. I mean, I'm putting a quarter unit down on it, so why not, you know, on this? So we're going minus 115, Capitals Flyers over 6 goals for a quarter unit. And then the final bet here for today, the Vegas Golden Knights on the puck line against a team in the LA Kings. That's a real rivalry game. I mean, LA and Vegas do not like each other. When the fans get together and the fans can come back to T-Mobile Arena, I mean, this is a whale of a hockey game all the time. And Vegas just destroyed the Kings. 5-2 the win. The last time, I predict a similar type of win here for Vegas. Let's go Vegas on the puck line at plus 105. Vegas minus 1.5 against the LA Kings. All right. Reminder on the live stream coming up at 4:30 Eastern time for us. We have a ton with WinBet going on and Dan Harris and I, and we're going to be giving away a ton of great stuff. I mean, we got gear up the wazoo to give away to you guys over the course of an hour. Picks and plays and breaking down the game and late scratches and other news that may come out and come out with us. So we're doing that coming up on this YouTube channel. If you're watching it on YouTube right now, if you're listening across a podcast platform, please go to YouTube, subscribe to bettingpros.com and be a part of it. Before I wrap, I just got to give a shout out to my father-in-law. My father-in-law, without me even knowing, I didn't tell him about the t-shirts. I didn't say anything about it, except I posted a link to Facebook and I said, hey, you can now buy Daily Juice t-shirts. My father-in-law bought two t-shirts, one for himself and my nephew, and he bought Daily Juice t-shirts. And I just think that's really freaking cool. And I just want to give a shout out to my father-in-law for doing that back in Boston, for buying it. He took pictures. I posted pictures. I think I posted it to the Discord. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I sent it to Dan Harris and I was like, that's my father-in-law sporting a Daily Juice t-shirt in Boston. He went and bought it and I didn't tell him to. My sister has bought it. My brother has bought one. It warms my heart when my family is supporting what I do. And I just think it's really cool. So I wanted to give a shout out to Frank and the folks in my family who are sporting the Daily Juice gear. You guys are doing an awesome job of sending me DMs and pictures of your gear all over the country. I think I've been counting the states. I think I'm up to 11 states so far that have Daily Juice gear. People have sent me pictures with them wearing Daily Juice gear. So keep it going. If you're buying shirts, if you're buying sweatshirts, wherever you might be, just it's awesome. I do appreciate the support. I thank you guys. The community, I haven't used my line because people are ripping me off on it and it really stuck with me. But like the ability to build this community of like-minded gamblers has been really special. And we've done it in 8 months and we're approaching 1 million listens. And that, I mean, our Monday is the 8 month anniversary of the Daily Juice and we're nearly at 1 million listens. That's pretty good, man. I mean, that's pretty cool to be there that fast. So really, really fun stuff. This has been a really fun football season and it's been a great first football year with the Daily Juice. And I can't wait to do it again coming up next fall. So I'm not going to run through all the Super Bowl bets again. You can rewind and listen to all 8 of them if you want to do that again. But for today, we're going over 6 goals, Capitals, Flyers, Vegas on the puck line against the LA Kings, Drake, Iowa, Moneyline Parlay, Jazz and Heat, 4-point NBA teaser, Jazz Pick'em, Heat -1.5, that's +125. You should get on that. All quarter units going today. We are real committed to today and Will Zalatoris going after it here for the Waste Management Phoenix Open. A lot going on today. We got a lot of money in play today. This is one of the best gambling days of the year. I'll be on the Discord chat. We're giving away stuff in the Discord channel, by the way. During the Super Bowl, you can win Daily Juice gear. We haven't pushed that enough. I haven't pushed that enough. That's in the Discord channel. During the Super Bowl, you can win free stuff. Daily Juice, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts. We're giving stuff away in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get into that coming up today for the Super Bowl. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter. I'll talk to you on the live stream for the Super Bowl. Bucks and Chiefs coming up. bettingpros.com. The Daily Juice always brought to you by BetMGM.